The start of the fall semester means the federal government has access to new talent and a chance to build its brand at universities across the country. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, and he says a terrific resource for your agency this semester is the Federal Student Ambassadors Program. Tim, if we do it the way that we do things in the federal government, we have to call it FSAP, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to have an acronym, and we can't just say FSAP. This program is something that we sounds like a terrific opportunity to touch people in a way that they will hear the message and is also a way to get a hold of people that you might not have an opportunity to do it in any other way.
Yeah, I think, Francis, you've hit the nail on the head with both of those. You know, because the federal student ambassadors are former interns at an agency who are still in school. They go back to their campus with training and resources and tools and how to reach their peers to talk about job and internship opportunities back at the agency that they interned at. So they've got a little bit of an experience with that agency, but more importantly, as you suggested, they know actually what their peers are thinking. They know where they go. They know how to reach them. They know the messages to reach them with. It really is a great way for agencies to look at not just putting something up on USA Jobs or even attending a job fair and hoping that the right people come, but rather intentionally going after the right people to get them excited about the opportunity and let them know that some of those things exist.
And this starts with people that agencies theoretically already have in place. This starts with interns who have worked in your agency. You know they're good. You know they are reliable, and they know what's going on inside your agency. And they're headed back to campus now, and they can go back and communicate with their friends, with people that they meet on campus, and really convey that enthusiasm that they have about working in the federal government.
Yeah, they can tell the good, bad, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, in order for an agency to do this, and again, in the selection of those federal student ambassadors, you have to be wise. It's not just, you've got to first think about the students who have actually had a good experience, and hopefully you're providing all of your interns a good experience, but clearly that's a part of it. But also, you know, you really have to think about the type of student that you need to engage. Somebody that's actually got connections. They may have had a great internship experience, but they may not have all that many connections back on school. So you need to think about that a little bit. But again, you know, what we've seen over the years with this program is they've not only been able to connect really in a much different way with their peers, those students who agencies are trying to reach, but they're also able to connect with their faculty and administrators in a different way as well. They can go back there and actually bring some of what the agency is talking about all the time to life for folks. And again, a faculty member may well be much more inclined to let somebody from an agency come in and talk about what that agency is doing, not just from a recruiting standpoint, but from a mission standpoint, than somebody simply picking up the phone from the agency and saying, "Hey, Francis, I'd love to come in and talk to your engineering program about the great things that we're doing here at the Department of Energy or some other agency." So again, they're adding a little bit of credibility and validity to some of the things that agencies are trying to do as well already. These ambassadors have an opportunity to do that in a way that's a little bit unique.
I want to talk about the steps that you outline as far as how this program works, but I see that there is something sneaky going on here, Tim, because finding and communicating with new people is not the only benefit to the agency. There's one here that I didn't think of right off the top of my head, but you and your team are very clever, and that's keeping the good interns that you have engaged with the agency so that back and forth continues, and they stay involved, and they stay enthusiastic as they became during their internship about coming to work for that agency.
So one of those unforeseen kind of consequences, and it's a really positive unforeseen consequence that we've seen with this program, is, you know, particularly for summer internships, a student comes in, does a summer internship, you know, here in D.C., wherever they are with the agency, they go back to their campus, and again, as soon as they hit campus again, they go back into their old ways. So first, they're a student. Second, you know, they may in fact be a job seeker, so they're beginning to think about what jobs they want to try to line up. And thirdly, they've reacclimated themselves to their social life as well. So all of those things kind of get in the mix again. What we found with the Federal Student Ambassador Program is because they're talking to and promoting their agency's jobs and internships every day, that what happens is that agency is top of mind, and those students are actually thinking about, wow, that really was a wonderful experience. When I start thinking now about what my job opportunities might be, I might want to try to figure out whether or not I can go back to my agency again, whether it's as an intern a second time around, or are there employment opportunities, full-time employment opportunities for me when I graduate.
Yeah, it seems to me that every time that person interacts with somebody at their agency, the agency they interned at, the first thing they'll think of most likely are the things that they liked about being there. And that positive reinforcement time after time after time after time is fantastic for the agency if they've got somebody that they really liked and would eventually like to get back.
And they're also able through this as well, because they're actually not just promoting the types of positions that maybe they were in, but other positions within the agency as well, both full-time, permanent positions as well as internship opportunities. They're actually able to develop a better sense, a broader or deeper sense of everything that agency does as well. So they really are really expanding their own horizons on what that agency actually has to offer, not only for them, but for others.
So what is the partnership's involvement with the Federal Student Ambassadors Program? What do you do for agencies to help them get this momentum going?
Yeah, so this is a program that we started several years ago, and one of the interesting things with this is we actually started it simply to start raising awareness, creating more awareness among college and university students about the opportunities that existed in government broadly. So ambassadors really went out and just talked about government opportunities across the board, just trying to raise interest among the student population. What we found with that was it was highly successful, but there was no, what we like to refer to as, no delivery mechanism. So ultimately, at the end of the day, there wasn't somebody saying, and here's how you apply specifically for this position within this agency. So we then looked at that and said, let's tie it back to agencies. So agencies a set of agencies actually work directly with us to we help the agency select. What types of students are you looking for? What are the types of campuses you're looking for? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau right now, one of their priority goals is to increase their disability hiring right now. So we're in the process of working with them, and probably in the next few weeks, they're going to have an ambassador hitting the campus, former intern, returning student, hitting the campus of Gallaudet University to help with some of their diversity recruitment. So again, we work with the agency to understand what their hiring needs are, what their hiring goals are, and what makes sense from an ambassador standpoint. Second thing that we do then is we provide some training for those folks as well, so that they can go back and use their experience as an intern to catapult and talk about the broader opportunities and the broader mission of those agencies. And then the third thing that we do is we work with them throughout the year to set performance goals. What does that look like? Meetings with faculty members, meetings with students, meeting with other organizations on campus. So the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office right now, a real priority that they're trying to place, I am going to say the word pathways, within the context of pathways here, on proactively trying to reach veterans who are on college campuses. So what they're doing is really asking all of their ambassadors to reach out to veterans organizations on campuses to try to reach veterans and proactively provide some outreach, not just hoping that they're going to get veterans through the application process. So again, those are the types of things that we're actually coaching them on how to do and where to look on their campus, and then clearly giving them some guidance just in terms of how they can help other students navigate the hiring process. A great example of something that an ambassador did last year, Francis, was realized after a couple of sessions with folks that there are some challenges students sometimes have with navigating USA jobs. So as she was talking to students about the opportunities at the agency, decided, you know what, where I have to start holding these sessions is in the computer lab. And by holding it in the computer lab, I can actually have them pull up the opportunities directly on USA jobs. They can figure out how they create their resume on there. I can provide some guidance and support for them while they're creating that. And ultimately, if there's positions that actually meet their expectations and meet their qualifications, I can actually help them with me standing over their shoulder, help them actually apply for those jobs as well. So again, really bringing something that an agency would be really difficult for an agency to do, which is kind of that on the ground, not just getting people rah-rah, here's what my agency does, but kind of helping them through the process as well.
We have a link to your information from the partnership about the Federal Student Ambassadors Program that we'll put up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. You break it down, your colleagues at the partnership, into four key steps as to how it works. Identify top interns, customize the program to your agency's needs, provide training and professional development, ongoing campus presence. What is the most difficult one of those for the agencies that you've found to, when they work with you on this, Tim?
Yeah, I think the most difficult piece is figuring out what the real agency's needs are. So, and again, it's difficult, Francis, because I think that a lot of agencies have a lot of different needs. And you know, that ranges from, I just want to create an awareness on my on this set of campuses that we even exist and we have job opportunities. So by defining something as broadly as that, that's going to actually then define types of activities that students do. In other cases, I use two other clear examples with Consumer Financial Protection Bureau really putting an emphasis on disability recruiting, or the USPTO putting an emphasis on veterans recruiting. Depending upon how you slice and dice that, that's really going to be the driver of the types of activities, the type of work that that ambassador or that set of ambassadors do on a set of campuses, and will also drive kind of the metrics or data that you're really looking to at the end of the year to see whether or not this program's successful on that campus as well. So that's probably, it may not always be the most difficult piece, but it's the piece that actually requires the most time and attention to really figure out how can we use these ambassadors in a really strategic way that enhances and complements our overall recruiting efforts.
Excellent insight as always, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service.